Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all, please be seated, please. Amen, amen. So, I know as y'all heard me say, we have been moving and I'm moving and God is talking and I'm just writing and God is talking and moving. Amen.
Amen,
But today I want to talk to you all about speak now.
Amen.
Speak now.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Mark. We're going to go to Mark 11. I'll begin reading at 12. And I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard Translation today. Let me get an amen when everyone is there.
Amen.
That's Mark 11. We'll begin at verse 12.
Amen.
Speak now. Yes, sir. Amen. New American. New American. Mark 11. Begin at 12. Amen. We all there? Any hold up? All right. And 12 reads, "And on the next day, when they had departed from Bethany, he became hungry," meaning Jesus. Amen. "And seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for the figs. And he answered and said to it, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples were listening." Amen. Now let's go down to 20. Amen.
Amen.
20 says, "And as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, 'Rabbi,'" Jesus, "'behold, the fig tree which you curse has withered.' And Jesus answered, saying to them, 'Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they shall be granted to you." Amen. Now, I know y'all noticed I emphasized on received. Meaning already.
Amen.
Past tense. Received. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go back to this passage. Jesus, when he spoke with some authority. He looked at the tree and he said, "No one will eat from you again." And walked away.
Amen.
And just walked away. Now we, as Christians, being Christ-like, striving to be like Jesus, if you're in Sunday school, then you know the greatest example,
Amen.
The example of how we should be when setting an example. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
How he spoke, we should also speak.
Amen.
Amen. In order for us to be like Jesus, we got to start speaking now.
Amen. Amen.
We speak now. But instead, when we're asking Jesus for things, we're speaking as if we Sister Cleo. We're speaking in the future. Mm. You're not speaking in the now. We need to learn how to speak now.
That's right.
Jesus says received, not he is going to do it. It has already been done. So speak now. I know a lot of us have things that we have been asking Jesus for, but we keep saying God is going to heal me. No, God has healed you. God is going to bless me with a new car. No, God has blessed you.
Amen.
Speak
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
See, one thing that the world has got us caught up on is we keep putting Jesus on layaway. We put him on layaway like it's something we got to constantly pay on until we can receive the gift. When God says, I withhold no good thing from you.
Amen. That's his word. That's his word.
But yet when we speak, we don't speak now. We speak as it's the future. We're not. I understand that when we didn't know as children growing up, we said, well, when I grow up, I want to be a rap star. If you was in Sunday school, you got that. When I grow up, I want to be a rapper. When I grow up, I want to be a teacher. When I grow up, but guess what? In Christ, you've grown.
Amen.
And as you develop your relationship with him, you grow even the stronger.
Amen.
So with growing in Christ and growing even stronger, he says, when you believe that you have received, then it is.
Amen.
Then it's granted.
Amen.
So I ask us today, how many of you got something on layaway? Because, you know, like I know the government issuing stimulus checks, so you go get it. Go get it. You went and got it off layaway because now you got a little extra money to stimulate the economy. But how about Jesus was better than the stimulus check?
Amen.
God says that you keep putting it on layaway when I've already sent you payment in full. I sent you payment in full. When I sent you my son who can take on anything that you want or even ask or imagine, you don't have to put it on layaway. You can have it right now if you just say it is mine now.
Amen.
Speak now.
Amen.
As children of God, we have got to stop saying God going to do something. God isn't going to do anything. God has done everything that we need him to do.
Amen.
God gonna heal me. God healed you.
Already.
Speak it now.
Glory.
What is it that you're desiring in your life? Because he has already provided your every need.
Amen.
So what is it that you're desiring from him in your life? Speak it now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a F-150.
Already.
I already know.
Already.
I have an F-150.
Amen.
Amen.
Know that in my having it, I'm preparing for it. Because that is another thing. When you speak the now, you can't say, God, bless me with something, but then you don't prepare for it. God, bless me with a new car. I want this car right now, God. But I'm going to go and spend all of my savings on a TV. but you wanted a car. How about you take what you have and watch God give you the right yes?
Amen.
He will give you the right yes.
Amen.
Don't take what you have and try to figure it out on your own. Because that, I believe that old song when it says, why are you trying to figure it out? God has already worked it out.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
See, one of the key points that it said in the scripture is if you ask and do what? Believe. Stop asking and not believe what you ask for. You ask God to do something for you, but then you go ask Paul, Peter, John, and Tommy to do it for you too. Then why you ask God? Because he was the only one you needed to ask. So why you ask him? Oh, but because Tommy can't do it for you in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to go to Tommy. But how many of you know what Tommy gives you in 5 minutes is only going to last 5 minutes?
Amen.
But when you ask and you receive from God, it is yours for the enjoyment, not for anyone to take it from you. You're not going to lose it. God ain't going to take it back from you because he blessed you with it.
Amen.
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 There's no sorrows added with it. So that car, my F-150, my F-150, I'm never going to worry about hearing this in the middle of the night. Beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Y'all know what that is.
I don't have to worry about the repo man. Y'all know when the repo man bagging up. Or a tow truck or whatever, because it's just a tow truck. When they bag it up, it make that noise. I don't have to worry about those things because I know when I receive my blessing from God, which is now, that he gives me everything that I need to go along with it.
Amen.
He has provided me and equipped me with a job and the finances to pay for those things.
Amen. Amen.
He don't just give us something and just say, oh, okay, there you go. You asked for it. You willy-nilly on out there in the wind. No. That's not the God that we serve.
Amen.
He gives us every single thing that we need. And guess when he does it? Now.
Amen.
He does it now.
Amen.
As we're speaking, as we're praying, as we're talking to each other, it's not going to happen. It has happened.
Amen.
Believe it. Stand on it. If you think David Copperfield can make something just miraculously appear, what do you think God can do? What is it that you think God can do? Because he can do even the more, greater. Not only can he do greater, but he even gave that to us when he said, and greater things will you do in my name.
Amen. Amen.
So you can as well. I'm going to share a little story. Yesterday, we were in praise and worship rehearsal because they compromised with me a little bit due to the move. So we held it on yesterday versus on Thursday. And it's funny how Melisha said something about me singing. So she said, praise and worship yesterday, they would say, well, when you sing that song, though, it's just that song is geared just for you. And I said to them, because I've been saying all along, no one is set to lead any one particular song. If you open yourself up to Christ, anybody can lead any song all the time. Because it's not you, it's the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit. Amen. He will be guiding you. Amen?
Amen.
So they kept saying, well, yeah, but, and I said, I don't know about y'all, but I believe that God is still in the miracle working business.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And if y'all don't, I'm here to tell you he is.
Amen.
I said, so this voice that comes out of my mouth when I sing, when you believe in God to do the same thing and the Holy Spirit to reside over you, you can open your mouth and it'll come out of your mouth.
Come on now. Amen.
Because that's who God is.
Amen.
There's no one person. He has no respect of person. He will use whomever, whenever they make themselves available.
That's right. Amen.
Keep heart. Make themselves available. Because the Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman.
Amen.
He's not going to overtake you. But if you make yourself available, he sure will use you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He sure will use you. And I just want us to remember that there is nothing. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. I mean not like a grain of sand ain't even big. Nothing that God can't do. That God hasn't done.
Amen.
Hasn't done. So many of us, and as we keep getting stuck on what we want God to do in the future, but we think God isn't moving on our behalf, but it's because your future isn't coming because you don't speak the now. And I'm speaking to you now, and I'm serious. How many of you, self-check moment, say that you've been praying about something and praying about something and the situation hasn't changed at all? God, I've been praying for this to happen in my life and it hasn't changed at all. And God is telling you, yes, it has changed. I've already paid for your layaway. Go to the store and get it.
Amen. Amen.
But you keep saying, God, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And God said, it's happened. It has happened. It has happened. Speak now. Now. And nowhere in the Bible did God speak when he had some going to happen. There's no going to happen. Let's go to Genesis. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning. Genesis 1 and 1. Mm-hmm. New English. New English. Genesis 1. We're going to begin at 1. Can I get an amen when everyone is there? And it began, and it reads as this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was formless and void. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen?
Amen.
Now let me read it how we would say it. In the beginning, God was going to create the heavens and the earth. And the earth was going to be without form and void. And it was going to be some darkness. And the Spirit was going to move. But God said, it's going to be some light wherever the darkness is. And eventually the light came. That is how we have read it. That is how we are speaking in our lives. See, when God sent Jesus to be that example for us, to show us how to live, as we just read, Jesus didn't say, you are going to wither, tree. No. No one will eat from you again. bear fruit no more. Not next year you won't be able to bear fruit again. No. We are Christians. What is Christians? Christ-like. We strive to walk daily as Christ did.
Amen.
As Jesus did.
Amen.
Because he came so that we may be what? Free. So as a Christian, when we strive to be like Christ, why can't we also speak like Christ?
Amen.
Why can't we also receive our authority like Christ? Speak now. Speak with authority. Go and receive the things that you have already asked God for, because he's done it.
Amen.
It's already done. But yet we want to, and there is going to be light. No. He said, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
He spoke it, and there it was.
Amen.
Amen. We have to get to a place where we realize for sure Proverbs 18, 21. Mm-hmm. What does it say? There is power in our tongue. Life and death. There is power. So do you want to speak what you're asking God to happen for you in your life in a distance? Or you want it right now? Because I don't know about you all, but I'm like J.G. Jetworth. Wetworth, J.G. Wetworth. It's mine and I want it right now.
Amen.
Because I don't know that we would ever ask anyone for something and not want to receive it at the time that we ask for it. Even the kids at Christmas time, when they're asking for those gifts, they know that they got to wait on Christmas. But when they ask for it, they would really love it. You could say, oh, okay, here you go right now. Oh, there you go. And y'all don't know about y'all, but the older they get, the more unrealistic their gifts become. Unrealistic. It go from can I have a Barbie to can I have a car? I'm like, what? And I don't want to have to roll my windows down. I don't even think they know what manual windows are. But the thing that I love the most about the children as they're asking for things that we feel are unrealistic is they have the faith that we would get those things for them.
Amen.
As adults, or as children of God,
come on,
we ought to have the faith that our Father will do those things for us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We know that he has done those things for us, I should say.
Yes.
Have the faith that those things are done. And if you don't believe it, or you don't know, or if you don't, you're confused, he told us.
Amen.
He told us already. Every single thing that you need is right here. You have a question? Answer.
There it is.
You got a problem? Solution. You in a financial hardship? Here I go, debt free.
Freedom.
There's some freedom right here.
Amen.
Everything. You got a relationship issue? I got you. I'm a counselor.
Amen.
Your heart is broken? I'm a comforter. I'm a healer.
Amen.
Heart fixer.
Amen.
Old people said mind regulator.
Amen.
He is here. It's right here. Everything that you need. It's not in heaven. It's right here. It's right now. You don't have to wait until you die to receive the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
You can receive the blessings of the Lord right now here on earth. So we have to learn how to speak when? Now. Speak now. And God didn't tell us to speak in the going to be. Everything is in future. Cleo don't work no more. Miss Cleo don't work no more. Dion Ward don't work no more. Who else? It's a whole lot of them that was out there. But they don't work anymore. Those were all the future fortune tellers. They could tell you. I can tell your future. Let me tell you your future. How about I tell you my right now? My right now is that I'm blessed. I am abundantly blessed. That's my right now. I don't need the future. I need the right now because I know who God is. Right now. And when I don't need you to read my future either, because he already told me that he knows. I know the plans that I have for you. What? Declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Amen.
He already has told us. So I want you all to learn today, if nothing else, stop speaking in the going to be. Speak in the now. Go get whatever it is that you have on layaway that you've been asking God for, and allow your go take it, your receipt, and get it. Because God sent that payment in full. It was called Jesus Christ. He hung, bled, and died so that we can have every single thing that we have, that we may be free. And that we can enjoy all things.
Amen.
Here on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as the ministers and deacons come, I'm going to close with prayer. And when we close with prayer, we're going to close with a prayer believing and know that God has already done every single thing.
Amen.
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 Amen. There is no going to be. There is a is. As my sister shared the testimony, amen means what? So be it. So be it mean it's done.
Amen.
So when we're praying, with God, I know you're going to bless me. Amen. No, what? Thank you for my blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for the right now, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the healing right now over each and everybody in this sanctuary, Lord God. Father God, touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Father God, we bind every pain right now, Lord God. We bind every sickness right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that everyone right now, God, receives their blessing, Lord God. Father God, there are new cars right here, Lord God. Father God, there are new houses right here, Lord God. Father God, there are marriages being mended right now, Lord God. They are whole right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Finances right now, Lord God. Debt free right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we believe you for the right now. For your word says, God, that we have it now.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Jesus has already came, God, and paid the price for us. So everything that you have given us is here for us to enjoy now. In the right now. Father God, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 Amen.